Welcome to the Proclaim Podcast, where we sit down with missionary disciples and talk all things around sharing Jesus with others.
Welcome once again to the Proclaim Podcast. This is Eric here, director for Proclaim, and across from me is Emmy Namoro. She works for the Archdiocese. She's done some stuff with Proclaim, some digital media engagement, and we're going to have a conversation about the Rescue Live event being held here in the Archdiocese of Vancouver on May 4th, 2024. But we're going to do it a little bit differently here. Yeah. We've done this in previous podcast episodes where we've swapped roles. Emmy's going to be the interviewer asking all the questions, and I'm going to be the, I guess, the guest, if you will, to share some thoughts about Rescue. So I'm going to hand it over to Emmy.
It's mine.
You're in charge now. You've got the mic. You've got the floor. It's all yours.
Okay. So Eric, let's start with what is the Rescue Project? What is Rescue Live? Walk us through it. What is my first time hearing about this? Tell me everything.
Absolutely. The Rescue Project is an initiative by a ministry called Acts 29 out of the Diocese of Detroit, the Archdiocese of Detroit.
I love them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was founded by Father John Ricardo and his team. Father John used to be a parish priest in the Diocese of Detroit. And we actually had him on podcast, in one of the first episodes of Proclaim back in 2019, partly because of his evangelizing mission and approach to parish life. I think if you go back to the episode, you'll get the exact numbers, but he put something like a few thousand people in his parish area through Alpha and brought a lot of people into relationship with God and then into the life of the parish. So Father Ricardo started Acts 29, and the mission of Acts 29 is truly to bring priests, parishes, communities, individuals into the apostolic mission that we are privileged to engage in today. And the Rescue Project is one of their initiatives. Now, Father John would often say that there are many, many people, both in the world and in our pews, who have not heard the gospel. Now, what do I mean by that? Or what does he mean by that? Well, certainly we would, you know, we could say that we've heard that God is love and that Jesus saves and all those kinds of things that Christians and Catholics would say.
And stuff
exactly.
Like that.
But what he contends is that people have not heard the gospel in such a way that it overwhelms them in the most positive way and transforms their life.
Right.
Yeah. St. John Paul II talks about the kerygma, or like the initial proclamation, the first proclamation, as the initial and ardent proclamation through which one day someone is overwhelmed by this good news and by faith entrusts their lives to Jesus Christ. So the power of the gospel has power, and it should overwhelm us, and it should invite us into a decision point. The gospel isn't just good news. It's explosive, powerful, impactful, extraordinary good news. And that's the good news that that Father Ricardo wants to bring to the Rescue event on May 4th in such a way that its guests and all those in the room may experience and receive the power of the gospel.
Okay, let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
The Rescue Project and the Rescue Live are two different things.
Right. Well, the Rescue Project is a video series of Father Ricardo doing a Rescue Live. But he did it in such a way that it could be replicated in parishes. So you know how Alpha runs a series of videos over the course of like 10 weeks?
Sure.
So you bring people, you share a meal, you watch a video, then you have a conversation.
Okay.
So the Rescue Project is similar to that. You could call it the Rescue Project video series. So there's a series of eight videos.
Okay.
And what Acts 29 invites people to do when they run the Rescue Project is to invite people, have a meal, like share a table, like a discussion, but watch a video, a topic that Father John offers.
Okay.
Then it leads to having a discussion, and then you do it all over again the following week with the aim of bringing people the good news in such a way that it transforms their life.
Yes.
Right. So Father John asks four questions and answers four questions. The first is that, why are we here?
know, good question.
Yeah. So, you know, what are we doing here? Okay. The second question is, why is the world so messed up? Like, why do we experience confusion, frustration, anxiety, despair, depression, sadness? Why do we see all these things in the world? Sorry. Okay. The third question he asks is, well, if the world is so messed up, what, if anything, did God do about it?
Ah, nice.
Okay, and this is where he introduces Jesus.
Oh.
And I'll say the way he introduces Jesus is just like, it changes your view and perspective of Jesus as Savior. And I don't want to spoil it, but I will say just phenomenal proposition.
Okay. And then fourth question.
And then the fourth question is, what would be a reasonable response to what God has done for us?
Like a response from us.
Yes.
To him.
That's right.
Okay.
So, so back to your question about the Rescue Project. So the Rescue Project, like if you were to go online to rescueproject.us, you'll see this invitation to run the series, like 8 videos, you know, put on a meal, have a discussion, and let the power of the gospel unfold through these 8 videos. Now, Rescue Live, which is something different in terms of its format, is a one-day event. Yeah.
Oh.
And the event is similar to the eight video series. It's inviting people to walk through the message of the gospel throughout the day.
Okay.
And so Father John is going to come with his team to join us on the 4th to preach and to share the good news.
Okay. My question is just, I guess, for clarification's sake, also because I got a little lost. okay. So when you said that the Rescue Project is a video of the rescue live, is that correct? So like the people doing Rescue Project are watching of the Rescue Live within 8 weeks. Is that correct? Am I right in that?
Yeah. Well, Father John, I kind of use that term because like if you were to watch the videos, you'll see that Father John is
talking
to people.
Oh.
Okay. And so certainly it's probably like projection, you know, like they've okay, staged it and all that stuff. But the aim is for Father John to proclaim, to preach the gospel.
I see. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Rescue Live isn't like the first part of the Rescue Project and then you go on to do another 8-week series.
I see.
It's the same message, but offered in 2 different formats.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Cause I was a little lost. Okay. Great. Good to know.
Yeah.
I think I can see where people can get confused cause it has the same first word.
Yeah, exactly.
This is good. We need to clarify. Yeah. We need to make it simple and clear.
So for those who have gone through Alpha.
Got it.
It'd be as if you went to London to Holy Trinity Brompton and then you sat down and you listened to Nikki Gumbel do all of the content of Alpha in a day.
Okay. Yeah. So digestible chunks for 8 weeks and then the conference would be one all day.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So my question for you, Eric, because you talked about explosions and all these fun things. Why should I go? Like if I am someone who is really well-versed in my faith, I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Why should I go? Why should I be interested in this? Why? I'm just poking you a little bit. Why should I be rescued? Tell me.
That's a great question. So I'm going to frame it in 2 different ways. Okay. So the first would be to say, why should Emmy, you know, across the room from me go?
Okay.
And because I know, Emmy, that you are a faithful and committed intentional disciple, I would say, one, come to the rescue with a friend that you know who is in your proximate periphery, who does not know Jesus but knows you.
Oh.
Okay. And accompany them to the Rescue Live event.
Okay.
Which means you can have confidence that spending a day with a friend, you know, at that nice hotel downtown, you know, fancy meal, all that stuff, and you're going to hear a message that could potentially change their life.
I see.
Okay. That's one. The second part to that would be to say that like the kerygma, the power of the gospel, that initial proclamation is something that we regularly need to hear over and over.
Felt so cocky saying that. Yeah.
No, I get it. Yeah.
No, this is real. Yeah. You have to be real. Okay.
Yeah. And to that end, I think if we're ever in a situation where we find ourselves saying outwardly or inwardly, I have heard of that God loves me and I don't need to hear it again.
Yeah.
Then I think we're
in trouble.
You said it.
No, but it's true.
No, like we have to pause. We would have to pause and think, why did I say that? Why did I say that I've heard that before? When when those whom we love and we're close to, like we're regularly desiring to get closer to them. Mm. And like my wife asks me every day, do you love me?
Fair.
Right? And it's not because she doesn't know that that I love her. It's that like our relationship is committed to oneness and committed to like expressing love to each other regularly and daily. And so the same would go with in our relationship with God, like, you know, like to hear that God loves me in many ways and in different ways. Okay. And to hear the message of the gospel in that initial proclamation over and over and over again is a privilege.
Okay.
So for our intentional disciples, for those, and that this is basically like our proclaim listener base.
Yes.
I would say come to hear the gospel message, certainly to hear someone preach in a way that offers the power of the gospel to overwhelm us in the most positive way, but don't come alone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And to that end, you know, what we've done here in Proclaim in bringing rescue to the Archdiocese is to invite missionary disciples across the Archdiocese to join us in this rescue mission, if you will, and to invite as many people as they know, as they are able to accompany,
I see.
To attend. Because you know, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people in our pews and in our world and within our spaces and communities that we just know have not encountered Jesus in a profound and impactful way. So this may be an opportunity to hear a very profound, engaging, exciting, explosive message that could change everything.
Interesting. But like, what's so different with this? Like, can I just not go to church every Sunday? You know what I mean? Because like, there's so many, okay, this is just me speaking as me. I mean, I always do that, but you know what I mean? Like there's just so many conferences, like people get invited to all these things. Like what makes this different? Like why? I think that's something that I'm really interested in because again, as like people interested in the faith and have journeyed within that for a few years, like it seems all too familiar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's different from with rescue?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first I'll say that rescue is not like a silver bullet solution to you know all the things that we see in the life of the church. And so if you're thinking like, this is going to be it, like this is the proclamation of proclamations. First of all, there's no, like the only power that Father John has comes from the Holy Spirit.
Good.
The power that moves hearts and minds is the Holy Spirit and the power of the gospel. Okay. Right. And so we know that any time that we are privileged to preach and to share the gospel, the good news with others, the power isn't in our eloquence or in our ability to put words together or to design a beautiful stage, you know, to do all these things. It really is power of the gospel.
Okay.
So I'll say that first. Okay. Having said that, I will say that hearing the message of the gospel in the way that Father John offers it, he has a gift. And he has a way with telling a story, a biblical story of God's work and his love and his just, you know, his hand in animating, you know, the world that we see. That is very compelling.
Okay.
And invites someone to make a decision.
Okay.
So, in the same way that parishes, we're recording this at Lent, and parishes around our archdiocese have, you know, traditionally, and I'd say even around the world, like traditionally brought in a, you know, a retreat master or a priest to do something like a Lenten mission.
Right.
And so that Lenten mission is meant to bring us closer to God.
I see.
And so in this way, we're privileged to bring Father John Ricardo and his team to Vancouver for a mission.
Okay.
To hear the gospel for the first time, for the thousandth time, whatever it is, in such a way that we feel, at least because I've heard the way he presents, I think could be very impactful to each and every one of us.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, that makes more sense. And thank you for clarifying that, because I think it's a thought that I think people would have too.
Yeah.
You know, like people just wonder, like, mm-hmm. what makes this different? What would I get from this kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Something I'm curious about, since we have Rescue Live coming up in May, right?
May 4th.
Right. Yep. What do we have to expect? What is there? What's happening?
Yep. First of all, we'll be at the Hyatt Regency downtown Vancouver.
Nice.
Beautiful ballroom right beside Burrard Street Station,
heart
of downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great space. We've bought out the parking lot.
Oh, yay.
So, you know, like the price of admission is probably just covering the cost.
Fair.
Of, you know, there's all kinds of it costs, but we're there for the whole day, mm-hmm. which means when you arrive, you're going to arrive first thing in the morning. We're going to greet you, welcome you in, you know, register just like any large event. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some breakfast.
Yay.
We'll have a little bit of coffee. Mm-hmm. Right? We can't start the day without a good cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to hear from Father John and his team.
Oh, he's coming. Yeah.
He's literally coming.
Yay.
Like, he will be on stage in person.
Ooh.
And he's going to lead us through a number of sessions. And these sessions are in response to the questions that he poses, right? Mm-hmm. You know, why are we here? You know, why is the world so messed up? What has God done, if anything? And how are we to respond?
Okay.
In addition to that, he really animates the day with, like, you know, some media pieces to help us invite, you know, the way in which we see the world and the invitation to see the world differently and to really think about a lot of things that might be hindering us from, you know, really seeing God in such a way that we would be, I guess, like grateful and overwhelmed by the gospel. So there's that.
Okay.
There will be praise and worship music.
Yay.
We're bringing a worship ministry called Damascus.
Oh, okay.
Worship from they're from the East as well, and they're gonna come and join us to
sure.
lead us in music throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to have some discussion and some engagement around tables. So that's the other part that I think is going to be unique
sure.
to this event. If you've been to Proclaim Upper Room conferences, we usually do like the conference style, like rows of chairs,
yeah.
stage in the front, keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to have a more small group discussion like feel to it in a large setting. So imagine like the Hyatt Ballroom, 1,000 people can fit in that ballroom in 100 round tables. And so, you know, when I said invite someone, it's not like invite them and have them sit beside you in a row. It's like invite someone and be at table with them and with a few others, where you're going to certainly hear presentations and Father Ricardo and music, but you're also going to get a chance to discuss.
To discuss?
Yes.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have lunch. We're going to go throughout the day and then, of course, wrap up in the early, I guess the early evening.
Okay.
Kind of, it's a full day. It's going to be a really, really
Got
full
it.
Day.
Got it.
One of the things that we are going to do at the end of the day is a Eucharistic procession.
Ooh.
We're not outward, like not outside of the ballroom, but we will have a procession
inside
the ballroom. And of course, this is an invitation for us to get close to Jesus and to spend time with our Lord.
Wow.
So that's the day. That's kind of the experience. I hope that
he sold it to me, guys.
Discussion. That's the small group discussion.
I'm not going to lie. It's the discussion, man.
Right.
Like, because there's something about conferences and not having that aspect that I think was missing. Because
mm-hmm.
people want to talk about what they learned and they don't really have the space for that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is that like the table setting? Is that unique to the Rescue Life, do you think? Or
I don't know if I would say it's unique, but it's certainly a requirement for
right.
to run a Rescue Live.
I see.
Again, because, and this is where I to go back to why mm-hmm. Proclaim is and the Archdiocese is
yes.
bringing Acts 29. Like, a lot of the way in which they see mission and evangelization just aligns with Proclaim.
Okay.
Right. We want to accompany people. We want to hear their journey, listen to their journey, invite them into relationship with us and with God and with the local community, the parish or the movement or organization that they're Christian organization they're a part of. And so they, in their format with Rescue Live, they facilitate that. They facilitate like invitation and discussion and accompaniment, and you know, they would certainly want Rescue Live not just to be like a revival moment or like a flash in the pan. You know,
right.
we spend all this time and energy and money to bring everyone into
right.
a room together for a fun day, and then you know, we disperse and nothing changes.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think that part of what's missing in that kind of model is the accompaniment piece. That people who are being invited to Rescue Live would be accompanied before
and after,
during and after.
How would that work?
Well, at the time of this recording, we have already engaged a number of our missionary disciples across the Archdiocese of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. We pitched Rescue Live to them and we said, you know, if we're going to do this, we would love for you to be accompaniers, to think about those that you can invite within your community, within your parish, who may, you know, benefit from hearing the gospel again or for the first time. And in order to do this well, we're going to ask you not just to invite them, but to accompany them now, which then leads into some of our accompaniment training, which we're going to be doing biweekly from this point on until May 4th. We're going to help them see their role that they can play. We're going to help help them see what's possible at Rescue Live. And then we're going to offer additional training to help them see what might be next. What are the next steps in accompanying people after Rescue Live? Is it the rescue project again, you know, done in the parish setting, or is it a small group faith study, or is it something that the parish is already engaging in when it comes to faith formation and discipleship formation? Okay. So all these things are already at play, which means Rescue Live isn't just, again, a one-off thing. We've asked parishes and we've asked the leaders in those parishes to think about Rescue Live in their context, in their capacity, and in the life of their parish, to say, to consider the question, like, how can Rescue Live help us in our mission in our parishes? So I guess that's a long way of saying, like, how are we, you know, responding to, like, you know, how are we approaching Rescue Live as more than just a flash in the pan?
And that's actually really great to hear. I think like having people accompany you in your journey is such a gift. Not a lot of people have that. And I'm so excited to see, like, where it can go from there, too. Yeah. Something I'm curious about, though, and I don't think we've talked about this. How did this start? How did we get connected with X29? And then how did that come in here in the Archdiocese of Vancouver?
Yeah. Earlier in our conversation, I had mentioned that we had Father John on podcast early in late 2019 when Proclaim started.
Okay.
And the reason why we were introduced to him was because of some of the work that he was doing with Alpha. And so we had some connections through Alpha, and they said, you're launching Proclaim here in the Archdiocese of Vancouver to proclaim, awaken disciples to proclaim Jesus in their homes and the communities. You need to talk to Father John Ricardo out in Detroit at his parish. They've done some wonderful work in activating disciples to go out into the peripheries. And so we invited him to join podcast. We got to know him and his team. And since then, we've spent time interacting in a variety of different, interactions and discussion points. And we had him as a keynote for one of our COVID versions of Upper Room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2021. Yeah.
Where it was all, like, digital and recorded. So he came on and he offered a keynote for us. And we've just been in touch over time, and we've watched the rescue project and, I guess, the ministry X29 grow and develop. And so when the opportunity came for Rescue Life to come to Vancouver, we just began to pray and discern and certainly, you know, talk to the Archbishop and have his blessing. And make sure that it's aligned with all of the different strategic priorities within the Archdiocese and, you know, all those moving parts. But we've known Father John for quite some time.
Okay. So it wasn't like out of nowhere kind of thing. It's just been like a silent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like gears are turning the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited. This sounds so cool. Like, I was coming off here being like, what are we promoting? What are we talking about? But I think just the fact that it's coming here to Vancouver, and it just sounds really cool. What is it about Father, though? Like, what is it about Father Ricardo that makes him so different? Like, like, I know you said, like, it's not him, but it's like the Holy Spirit working through him. But what is there something about him that kind of, you know?
First, I'll say that each and every one of us have been given charisms. And charisms are gifts of the Holy Spirit, in, you know, that allows us to, you know, to work in the mission and for the good of others. And so I would say, at least from what I have seen and witnessed with Father Ricardo, he would have a charism of preaching.
Oh.
And so Acts 29 has been a way of allowing a platform for him to preach the good news. And his message is just powerful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you guys want to find out. Come to Rescue Live.
I mean, I can get into more of some of, you know, I guess some of the, I guess the ministry approaches, the like Acts 29's like founding principles and all of that. It's like a lot of it just aligns with Proclaim and it really aligns with what we've been doing here in our archdiocese.
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly, even just the fact that that aligns feels like we're on the right track. It just affirms what we're doing here as well too.
Yeah.
Okay. My curiosity is, what do you hope people get from this, Eric? If they attend, should attend Rescue Live, what do you hope for them to get from that experience?
Yeah, I think that the power of the gospel truly has power, like meaning it's not just something that we say, it's something that really does transform lives.
Okay.
And it impacts each and every one of us, to those who have heard the gospel in such a way. There's a scripture verse in Philippians, right? And it kind of talks about like Jesus as being Lord, and that every knee should bend and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that scripture, like, it moves me to tears. Mm-hmm. It's not something that like we just kind of read and then pass over and then move on with our day.
Yeah.
Like, I truly have been impacted by Jesus, and when I pray that line, or read it, it moves me to tears. And so my hope would be that having gone to Rescue Live and hearing a presentation of the gospel in such a way that could move them, that they could also say those words, that Jesus is Lord, and mean it, like from the depths of their heart, that would move them to tears, and that would transform their lives in such a way that would reflect the lordship of Jesus Christ in their lives.
Yeah.
So for I think like we're going to get like those who have never heard the gospel in this way before.
Right.
And we're going to get others who have heard the gospel hundreds of times. Again, my hope is that the power of the gospel would overwhelm, and that each and every one of us, having spent a day, I mean, it's an investment really. Mm-hmm. Like it's a commitment to be there for the day, that through that day, our hearts would be open to receiving the graces that God has for us, and that in a more impactful and more meaningful way, we could say Jesus is Lord.
Mm.
Now, if I were to expand that, I think it means two things. One, it means that we would commit ourselves to the lordship of Jesus Christ by being his disciple, and we would commit to his mission, and the mission that he gives to us, to the church, to make disciples of all nations. So this is where Proclaim comes in, right? So I'd say, you know, that like the 1,000 people that we get to have in Rescue Life would hear that twofold invitation. Will you be a disciple, and will you go and make disciples?
I see.
Yeah.
So is Proclaim hosting it, or like what is the relationship here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Archdiocese overall,
right?
And Proclaim is a movement of the Archdiocese. I mean, if we were to tie it all together, we would say like it's the Archdiocese overall, but I think it kind of suitably fits under the Proclaim mission to awaken disciples to proclaim Jesus.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
I see the pathway.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any last words that you'd like to share with our listeners? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say if Rescue is something that is new to you, go to the Rescue Project online from Acts 29. There's some trailer videos that you can get, all of the 8-week series for free as well, if you wanted to binge watch that, and to pray fervently for our archdiocese and for Rescue Live on May 4th. If you're part of the invitation teams at the parishes, if you're thinking of coming on your own, if you've got people that you think could benefit from being there, I mean, all of these things are worthy invitations for all of us. But most importantly, let's pray that the Holy Spirit moves in power here in our archdiocese, and that Rescue Live would be a blessing for all those who attend and for the parishes that are represented.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm passing back the mic to you.
There you go. So we're swapping hats now, and this is where I get to say thank you to our listeners. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Yes. And if you like the episode, consider sharing it with a friend, a pastor, someone in ministry. And you can also like or subscribe to get updated when we post these new episodes. We aim to post them every other Friday. So every other Friday, every 2 weeks. So finally, if you're interested in Proclaim's training and resources, you can go to weareproclaim.com or follow us at weareproclaim. So we're so grateful that you've spent time with us. Thank you, Emmy, for being the interviewer.
Happy to.
Yeah. And we'll see you next episode.
Bye.